This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
In every generation, there are people who have to make the ultimate sacrifice. We have hundreds of thousands of our brothers and sisters today in Gaza who are making that sacrifice, whose lives are being taken from them, who are being killed and murdered and massacred. But this is not a new tradition. This story is as old as the Ummah itself. And inshallah, in this series, we're going to be talking about the martyrs from the time and the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a source of comfort and inspiration. Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Ja'far was one of the sons of the uncle of the Prophet ﷺ, Abu Talib, the older brother of Ali bin Abi Talib, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He was like a little brother to the Prophet ﷺ. He was one of the most beloved people in the world to the Prophet ﷺ. He was a little brother that he never had. And Ja'far bin Abi Talib accepted Islam amongst the first 24 people who accepted Islam. He came to Islam very early on. And he was very dedicated, very devout. He was amongst the first group of people that made the hijrah, the migration from Mecca, and went to and sought asylum and refuge in Abyssinia, in Habasha, in East Africa. And he was so remarkable in his intelligence, in his charisma, in his eloquence, in his character, that because of how powerfully and beautifully he presented the Quran and Islam and the teachings of the Prophet ﷺ, he converted the king of Abyssinia, An-Najashi, he converted him to Islam. And they had a very close relationship. And he was the reason why An-Najashi came to Islam, that so much so that with the day An-Najashi passed away, it's a hadith of Bukhari, the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Yawma mata rajulun salihun, that today a righteous man has left this world. And that was because of the da'wah, the preaching of Ja'far. And the moment that Ja'far comes back from Habasha, Abyssinia, and arrives in Medina, the Prophet ﷺ, and he arrives at the place of Khaybar, because that's where the Prophet ﷺ was with the Muslim army. It's a very beautiful narration. The Prophet ﷺ says, La adri, I don't know. A'afrahu bi qudumi Ja'far am bi fatih Khaybar. I don't know what brings me greater joy today. The victory at Khaybar, or the fact that my little brother Ja'far is back at home with me. He's back where he belongs, by my side. He was so beloved to the Prophet ﷺ. So beloved that the Prophet ﷺ actually said about him, أَشْبَحْتَ خَلْقِي وَخُلُقِي. He said that you resemble me in appearance, but more importantly, you resemble me in my character. Can you imagine? Allah praised the character of the Prophet ﷺ, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. And the Prophet ﷺ is telling Ja'far, you resemble me in my character. Think about what the character of Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu must have been. It's actually mentioned and narrated about Ja'far bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, كَانَ أَخْيَرَ النَّاسِ لِلْمِسْكِينَ, that he was one of the most helpful and beneficial people when it came to helping those in need. It's mentioned about him, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, كان جعفر يحب المساكين. He used to love people who were in need, who were suffering, who were destitute, who were poor, who were homeless. He used to show them so much love. He used to care about them so deeply. يجلسوا إليهم. He would sit with them for hours. يخدمهم. That he would take care of them. وَيُخْدِمُونَهُ وَيَخْدِمُونَهُ. Not only that, but they would take care of him. Because of how much love and affection and care and consideration they would show, he would show them, they would look out for him. فَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to call him أَبَلْ مَسَاكِينَ The father of the poor. And that's how beautiful, remarkable Ja'far ibn Abi Talib's character was. But he was called on to make the ultimate sacrifice. He was sent with the army that went to Mu'ta and he was told that you are second in command. And when Zayd bin Haritha fell in battle, Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu took the banner. And he fought valiantly and he stood firm. And the enemy came at him from all sides. And they came and they severed his arm. And so he held the banner with the other arm and they severed the other arm. And then he clasped the banner and held on to it until they finally killed him. And he fell in the battlefield. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he beautifully said about Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that استغفروا لأخيكم, pray for your brother, فإنه شهيد, for indeed he is a martyr. دخل الجنة, Allah has already entered him into paradise. That's what happens with the martyrs and the shuhada. They go to Jannah right away. And then he said, فَهُوَ يَطِيرُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ بِجِنَاحَيْنِ مِنْ يَاقُوتِ حَيْثُ يَشَاءُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ And now he flies around in paradise with the two wings that Allah has granted him that are covered in these precious stones of paradise. And he flies around in Jannah wherever he wishes to go. And that was the reward of Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu making the ultimate sacrifice. But there's something very specific I wanted to mention here. The Prophet ﷺ taught us something very beautiful in the aftermath of the martyrdom, the shahada of Ja'far. The Prophet ﷺ said, لا تغفلوا آل جعفر. Do not forget the family of Ja'far. Don't forget the people that the martyrs leave behind. مِنْ أَن تَصْنَعُوا لَهُمْ طَعَامًا Make food for them. فَإِنَّهُمْ قَدَ شَغَلُوا بِأَمْرِ صَاحِبِهِمْ Because they are so consumed with the grief of a loved one, they might not even remember to eat food. So send them food. This is from the sunnah of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Take care of the family of the martyrs. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that when we learned about the falling of Ja'far, the martyrdom of Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the Battle of Mu'ta, عَرَفْنَا فِي وَجْهِ رَسُولَهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْحُزْنِ We could see the pain on the face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he had lost his little brother, Ja'far. The son of Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abdullah bin Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he says, كُنْتُ إِذَا سَأَلْتُ عَلِيًّا شَيْئًا فَمَنَعَنِي He says, my uncle, Ali bin Abi Talib, he looked after us a lot. He was like our father. And he said, whenever I would go to him and I would ask him for anything, and he would say no. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a very disciplined person. So I would ask him for something. You know how kids are, they always ask for something. Can I have this? Can I have that? Can I go here? Can I do this? And Ali would say no. Then I would say to him, بِحَقِّ جَعْفَرِ Let me please have it because of your brother, my father, Ja'far. إِلَّا أَعْطَانِي And he would give in every single time. If I ever invoked the memory of my father, he would immediately give me whatever it is that I was asking for. Out of respect to honor the memory of a martyr, Ja'far. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whenever he would see Abdullah bin Ja'far, he would say, As-salamu alayka, yabna dhil janahin. As-salamu alaykum, O the son of the one who was granted two wings to fly in paradise. And of course, he was speaking about Ja'far bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Honor the memory of the martyrs. Never forget those that they leave behind. And we need to do whatever is in our capacity to take care of them and make sure that they're okay. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help the families of our the martyrs in the ummah, particularly our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullahu khairan.